Welcome to Medicare Simplified, a podcast by Sanford Health Plan. I'm your host, Mick Geary. Many of you plan to keep working past the age of 65, which is when you become eligible for Medicare. It's critical to know your health care coverage options during this time. A side-by-side comparison of group health insurance and Medicare can help you reduce confusion and avoid mistakes that could cost you. Helping us get to the bottom of this topic today is Jack Arnett, a manager at Sanford Health Plan. Jack, where do our listeners begin? What are some of the main differences they should know?
My first words of advice to potential retirees or those planning to work beyond age 65, first of all, is to know, you know, here at Sanford Health Plan, we have subject matter experts willing to help navigate and guide you through that decision-making process. If anyone needs assistance, simply call myself or anybody at the Sanford Health Plan, and we will get you the help and the assistance that you need. I lead a team of Medicare experts, and same with our brokered agents. And we have over 200 certified, trained insurance professionals here at Sanford Health Plan, able and willing to assist. Now, for the second part of your question, you know, relative to main differences they should consider, while each individual could have some unique situations, some of the common denominators that we see all the time when comparing group health plan versus Medicare, number one is leaving my group health plan, will it adversely affect any family members on my plan? Traditionally, we're seeing, you know, one spouse turning 65 and the other spouse is turning 63. What happens if I leave that plan and the younger spouse, you know, what happens there? That's a huge, huge component in considering group health plan, you know, versus Medicare. Prescriptions, Mick, the second thing is very common. Nothing more important to retirees' health than the prescriptions that they're taking. And so what are the deductibles, the co-pays, and the cost shares on their group plan versus Medicare? In my 25-plus years in this industry, I can say, especially on Tier 1 and Tier 2, those are the preferred generics and generics, there's not a great difference between group health insurance and Medicare Part D plans. But when you get into Tier 3, Tier 4, and Tier 5, I have seen some significant differences. So one of the key things when considering retiring and going on Medicare or maintaining that group health is to make sure you do a deep dive with your insurance professional relative to your prescriptions. Third thing that's a very common denominator is the network, meaning hospitals, clinics, physicians, those that I have now under my group health plan, those that are in network, maybe I've been with them for years or even decades, are they also part of the Medicare plan I'm considering? And then under my group plan, a lot of times those have benefits like dental, vision, and hearing, which is very important. What would my Medicare plan cover? Traditional Medicare, Medicare's Part A and B, do not offer basic dental, vision, and hearing coverage. However, there are Medicare Advantage plans like Sanford's, Align, that does include benefits for these very important items. These are just a few of the many questions retirees or potential retirees need to consider. There's no rush, and that's my number one piece of advice here. Take time, get with a trusted source to do that side-by-side comparison. If you're considering retiring a year from now, that is not too early to start getting the answers and the guidance that you need to make that decision.
Do you have an example of a couple who might be facing this healthcare decision?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And matter of fact, I helped a couple up in Bemidji, Minnesota, just this last fall in this exact type of scenario where the spouse, the wife, was retiring from Sanford and wanted to consider, you know, all of her options. And her spouse was actually 5 years younger. So it wasn't just a few months that they'd have to consider. This was like a 5-year gap. And so we sat down, we did kind of a cost analysis, what she is currently paying for her group insurance versus what it would be on Medicare and going on the Align Medicare Advantage plan powered by Sanford Health Plan. In a lot of cases, you know, going on Medicare came out on the positive side. But her spouse at age 60, that was another story, you know. And so we looked at some options for him for an individual plan. And again, Sanford Health Plan, you know, offers that as well. It took about 2 hours to do this comprehensive review. And then they thought about it for a few days, called me back. And ultimately, they ended up, the retiring spouse, who was retiring at the end of 2022, decided to enroll into Align, and then we were able to connect her husband onto one of our group health plans. So it took a while, and these are not quick decisions to make. There's so many things, you know, to consider. Most of it is financial. you know, what happens if, like in this scenario with the husband and the cost that he would have to pay. But the spouse that was retiring, you know, she had no desire to keep working five more years either. So, but the key here is to take the time. And where she got a hold of us just about a couple months prior to her retirement age, I highly encourage people 6, 8, 12 months in advance, get with us, get that information that you need.
Are there common questions you get from people researching their options?
They do, especially today where we're a lot more mobile of a society. You know, what's available in maybe another state? If they're looking at the Align Medicare Advantage plan powered by Sanford Health Plan, will that cover me if I'm in Arizona or if I'm in Florida? Those are very common. Or even if they just travel, you know, a little bit, or if they're full-fledged snowbirds like my mother-in-law is. So that's very common. And then the things I previously mentioned, a big thing is the network. You know, can I still see my doctor? Can I still go to the clinic that I want to, my specialist, my hospital? Do I still have options, you know, when I go onto Medicare in a Medicare Advantage plan? So very common questions like that. But again, each person has, or each couple could have very unique situations.
Now that we spent some time comparing, what should people do next?
Well, I think they need to just, whether it's just an individual or if it is a married couple or significant others, is to, you know, first of all, talk amongst themselves. You know, what do we want to do? Where is our future? Where do we want to go? And then get with a licensed, trained, certified insurance professional. You know, dealing with Medicare Advantage plans, people that do that, like myself or like, you know, my team or the 200 plus brokered agents, we go through certifications, trainings, licensure each and every year. And you want to make sure you're dealing with somebody that has that level of experience. You see a lot of commercials, you know, especially during Medicare's annual enrollment period, a lot of celebrities, you know, pushing this or advocating for that. And I'm not, you know, disparaging that, but you want to get with somebody local, somebody that's been doing this, somebody that understands, and someone that's going to be able to guide you through that decision-making process. I mentioned before, this is not, you know, a one-day decision. When you're considering retiring and leaving that group plan and possibly looking at Medicare and a Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of decisions that need to be made. You need a lot of guidance and a lot of support. You don't need to do it alone. There's tremendous amount of resources, not just with Sanford Health Plan, but each state has individual senior health insurance programs, a lot of great resources out there. So take your time, do your research, do your due diligence, and that's going to be able to make you comfortable with the decision that you make.
Thanks, Jack, for those useful examples regarding group insurance and Medicare. If you'd like to learn more about Medicare Advantage plan options from Sanford Health Plan, visit align.sanfordhealthplan.com or find more information in our episode show notes.